Mics are live.
Good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It is 10:02 on Wednesday, May 29th. I'm Commissioner Brian Crosius. Also present are Commissioner Julie Fedorchek and Commissioner Randy Christman, so we do have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments, Commissioner Fedorchek.
I don't have any opening comments either.
Commissioner Christman.
Well, if you two, especially you, Mr. Chairman, are going to be modest, then I will. Last week, I think we all, I know I did, attended the EERC's Energizing North Dakota's Future. I have for a number of years in a row, basically however long they've been having it. Kind of exciting as the most recent legislative session designated them as North Dakota's State Energy Research Center, and that included some extra funding and I think just a higher status among other states in competing sometimes for some of the research projects. But talked about the iPipe initiative. Charles McConnell, I always find fascinating to hear from. One of the key little tidbits that I came away with that I had not thought a lot about is a lot of discussion always with electric vehicles and their, you know, potential usefulness for actually storing power when at low volume times of the day and then having it available for something else maybe when it's most needed. But it was said that day that the average Tesla car battery has 15 pounds of lithium, and China controls 90% of the lithium in the world. And so as we do that and are attempted to do that, how much are we damaging America's independence and power around the world? But one of the absolute highlights, and I don't say this in jest, Mr. Chairman, was your presentation. You did a very excellent job on your keynote. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Randy. All right. Yeah, that was just a great day in Grand Forks. We have 11 consent items and the previous minutes. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, we'll move into the regular agenda. My first item, I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement and Public Service Commission, NODAC Plumbing and Heating Incorporated, Damage Prevention Enforcement, case number PU-18-386.
Second.
On November 9th, 2018, the commission did receive a one-call complaint, North Dakota one-call complaint from Capital Electric, alleging a violation by NODAC Plumbing and Heating Incorporated of North Dakota Century Code Chapter 49-23, which is the one-call excavation notice system. On November 9th, the commission sent a letter to NODAC enclosing the November 9th complaint. And on November 23rd, NODAC filed a response to that complaint. And on May 14th, 2019, a consent agreement between the Public Service Commission advocacy staff and NODAC was filed for the resolution of that complaint. Essentially, what happened, NODAC violated the one-call excavation notice system by beginning excavation before the lines had actually been marked. They did call in for a ticket, but the excavator did not wait. As a result of that, a line was hit. Two primary 15 kilovolt underground cables were hit, caused an electrical outage for approximately 1 hour. Customers affected included several businesses in the city of Bismarck, a wastewater pump, the Bismarck Fire Department, and over 300 residential customers as well. And then also 28 businesses and two clinics, BioLife and the Face and Jaw Center, were also impacted by the outage as well. staff and NODAC engaged in good faith discussions on the complaint, did come to a settlement. And as a part of that settlement, NODAC agrees to be assessed a civil penalty of $6,800, of which $5,800 will be payable to the Public Service Commission within 10 business days of service of an order adopting consent agreement. The remaining $1,000 civil penalty is suspended on the commission on the condition that NODAC commits no further violation of North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4923 within 5 years of date of the order. And NODAC, it was in the northwest part of Bismarck. This was a first-time violation by NODAC Plumbing and Heating. That's worth notice or mentioning. And also NODAC acknowledged that the employee had begun work before the lines were marked.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And I should have mentioned this at the beginning, but I'm going to move BK3 up next because it's also a damage prevention enforcement case. So we'll go to BK3. I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement and Public Service Commission Moorhead Electric LLC damage prevention enforcement case number PU-18-411.
Second.
On December 4th, 2018, the commission received a North Dakota one-call complaint from Xcel Energy alleging a violation by Moorhead Electric, LLC of North Dakota Century Code Chapter 49-23, the one-call excavation notice system. On January 2nd, 2019, the commission, there's a typo, Steve, I see. It's got 1019 in the motion. So we will have to correct that to 2019. The commission sent a letter to Moorhead Electric enclosing the December 4th, 2018 North Dakota one-call complaint. January 14th, 2019, Moorhead Electric did file a response to that complaint, and on May 14th, a consent agreement between Public Service Commission advocacy staff and Moorhead Electric was filed for the resolution of the complaint. The complaint indicates that Moorhead Electric was boring in fiber conduit with a directional drill, causing $4,426 of damage to a 2-inch polyethylene plastic natural gas main, and that no customers were affected. North Dakota Century Code does provide that to avoid damage and to minimize interference, a ticket holder shall conduct the excavation in a careful and prudent manner. As a result of its investigation, advocacy staff concluded that the damage was a result of misconduct by the Moorhead Electric employee who chose to ignore Moorhead Electric's training, safe work methods and procedures, and the instruction given that morning. Advocacy staff concluded that Moorhead Electric violated the one-call excavation notice system. Moorhead Electric and advocacy staff engaged in good faith settlement discussions, and as a result of those discussions, they agreed to be assessed a civil penalty of $900. Also payable to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 business days of service of an order adopting consent agreement. And they were also a first-time offender. Again, the fine is, the civil penalty is $900. And just on this case and also the previous case, just another reminder to excavators and even homeowners to make sure that you call for the ticket, make sure the lines are marked, make sure you receive positive response from the North Dakota one-call system, and indicating that all of the lines are now marked and that you can begin digging, excavating, whatever it might be. And on the homeowner front, and I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, I called in. It's a very simple process. I planted a tree. That part probably wasn't quite as simple because the hole was a lot bigger than I thought it would be. So, but call in because you just never know where these particular lines are, and we want people to be safe and make it home at the end of the day after conducting their work, as well as not impacting residences, businesses, or risking the safety of others.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, now we'll go to BK4. I move the commission issue a notice of hearing to Northern States Power Company, Advanced Prudence, Mankato Energy Center, application case number PU-18-403.
Just one note, you said BK4, but this is BK2, which is what I was assuming you would go to.
BK2, that is correct. Thank you.
Sorry. Are you going to second? Second.
Public hearing on the application in case number PU-18-403 is scheduled to begin July 16th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the Commission Hearing Room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol here in Bismarck, 600 East Boulevard Avenue. On December 17th, 2018, Northern States Power Company filed an application for an advanced determination of prudence to acquire 720 megawatts of gas-fired combined cycle electric units at the Mankato Energy Center. The issue to be considered in this matter is whether NSP should be granted an advanced determination of prudence that its proposed resource additions are prudent. For more information, contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol in Bismarck at 701-328-2400 or Relay North Dakota 1-800-366-6888. And just a couple of notes on this one. This is a part of planning an early retirement of Sherco 3, the Allen S. King coal plant generator, by 2030, and to reduce its Sherco Unit 2 to seasonal operation until its 2023 retirement. As a part of this, the utility is also looking to add at least 3,000 megawatts of solar power by 2030. So, and I believe from what I've read so far, the utility also plans to continue operating at 671 megawatt Monticello nuclear plant through 2040.
Just one question. Are we planning one day for this hearing? Because I am not available on the 17th. So the 16th is, are we expecting it to be done in one day?
I believe we are.
Should we be starting sooner?
At 9 a.m.
Should we be starting it? I mean, I was hearing some talk about 2 days, and I'm fine with this if it's just one day, but just know that I'm not available. If we plan to hold it over on the 17th, I'm not available that day.
I would have no problem to...
Jerry?
Hold that up.
If you'd like, we could just change the time like to 8 that morning. And
you know, I wouldn't object to that, and I assume that it would be pretty much the same people from the company here, and BK4 is to have another one of these the day before this, so it's not like they're coming in that morning.
And right.
It would seem to me it would be very likely that 8 o'clock or even an earlier hour, if you felt that was better, would be probably fine with them as well. Well, this shows this Mankato one as being the 16th and the other one the 15th.
I could switch them too if you'd like.
No, it doesn't matter. The 15th and 16th are fine. No. It's just that we want to make sure that we have enough time to conclude on the 16th.
You might be able to carry it into the next day.
She's
true. That's true. This one might be more complicated than the other one.
Let's see. And the other one's also at 9 a.m.
Dakota Range, that's...
But do you really think that, especially if we start at 8 or 7:30, that we're not going to get done that day?
I think we should be fine. Yeah.
I think we start at 8 o'clock. That's another hour.
Okay.
So in terms of the motion, though...
You just modify the motion.
Amend the motion here to change 8 or 9 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah. Well, the motion didn't mention the time. It's just the notice.
Or not the motion. I'm sorry, the notice.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's true. Right.
Okay.
Right. But we will change then
the notice to 8 a.m.
The notice to 8 a.m. Okay. No, I think that's smart.
Okay.
We have a motion, a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, now we will go to BK4. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity, or notice of hearing in Northern States Power Company, Advanced Prudence, 151.2 megawatt Dakota Range 3 application, case number PU-18-430.
Second.
Who was the first second?
Randy.
So you were the first second. You had the second. So that should basically mean it's a
third.
All right, moving on. A public hearing on the application in case number PU-18-430. Is scheduled to begin July 15th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the Commission Hearing Room on the 12th floor of the State Capitol, 600 East Boulevard Avenue, Bismarck, North Dakota. On December 27th, 2018, Northern States Power Company filed an application for an advanced determination of prudence for a proposed 151.2 megawatt Dakota Range 3 wind project power purchase agreement. The issue to be considered in this matter is whether NSP should be granted an advance determination that its proposed resource addition is prudent. For more information, contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol in Bismarck at 701-328-2400 or Relay North Dakota at 1-800-366-6888.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, then BK5, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company. Petition accounting treatment asset sale approval case number PU-19-103.
Second.
On March 15th, 2019, Northern States Power Company requested approval to use the North Dakota jurisdictional share of gains from the sale of two LP storage tanks, associated equipment, and the real property upon which the facilities are located to partially offset the cost of remediating the site of a former manufactured gas plant in Fargo, North Dakota. NSP estimates that the North Dakota jurisdictional share of the financial gain is $649,000. The issues to be considered in this matter are whether the North Dakota jurisdictional share of gains is just and reasonable, and whether it is appropriate to offset costs for the Fargo manufactured gas plant with gains from the asset sale. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by July 8, 2019. If deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a hearing. Again, for more information, contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol in Bismarck, again 701-328-2400, or Relay North Dakota at 1-800-366-6888.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and my final item is BK6. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company fuel cost adjustment variance approval, case number PU-19-172.
Is there a second?
Second.
On May 6th, 2019, Northern States Power Company requested a variance to the fuel cost rider in order to pass to customers through the FCR a financial settlement from General Electric related to a turbine failure at NSP's Sherco 3 generator. The variance is requested under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-02-01-11 and 69-09-02-39. The issues to be considered in this matter are whether the proposed pass-through amount is just and reasonable, whether the requested FCR variance should be granted is the second issue to be considered. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by July 8, 2019. If deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a hearing. For more information, contact the Public Service Commission here at the State Capitol in Bismarck at 701-328-2400 or relay North Dakota at 1-800-366-6888.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, that completes my items. Commissioner Fedorchuk.
All righty. I just have one. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order, issuing corridor certificate number 210 and route permit number 220 in Aurora Wind Project LLC, 345 KV Transmission Line, Williams and Montreal Siting Application Case Number PU-18-351.
Second.
On September 28th, Aurora Wind filed a combined application for a corridor certificate and route permit to construct a 345 kV electric transmission line from the proposed Aurora Wind project to Basin Electric's Tandy Station in Montreal County, North Dakota. Also on September 28th, Aurora Wind filed an application for a wind energy conversion facility known as the Aurora Wind Farm Project. On February 28th, a public hearing on this matter was held as scheduled. Aurora Wind is a Delaware limited liability company. It's wholly owned by Trade Wind Energy Incorporated, or Aurora Wind is authorized to do business in the state of North Dakota. Aurora Wind proposes to construct, own, and operate approximately 20 miles of a 345 kV electric transmission line and associated facilities in Williams and Montreal counties. The transmission line would convey power from the planned Aurora Wind Farm Project substation to the point of interconnect to the grid at the existing Basin Electric Power Cooperative Tandy substation in Montreal County. Aurora Wind estimates the transmission line project cost to be $15 million and intends commercial operation to begin once the Aurora Wind Farm Project is complete no later than the end of 2020. In making this application, they consulted with 27 different state, federal, local, state, and federal agencies. And all those comments are summarized in the applications, exhibits, and testimony presented at the public hearing. Aurora Wind has obtained a conditional use permit for the transmission line from Williams County and Montreal County. They have completed desktop evaluation of the study area for soils, land use, wetlands, and water bodies, trees and shrubs, and protected species and critical habitats. They've also conducted natural resource field surveys within the proposed corridor on land use, vegetation, wetlands, water bodies, trees and shrubs, wildlife, including protected species and critical habitats. The State Historic Preservation Office has concurred with Aurora Wind's determination of no significant sites affected. Aurora Wind also consulted Native American tribes regarding potential cultural resources. There are no exclusion areas identified within the project corridor, and only one avoidance area, that is an inhabited residence located within 500 feet of the proposed route. Aurora Wind has obtained a waiver from that landowner. A number of different measures have been taken to mitigate the impact on this line, including the transmission line will be marked with bird flight diverters. Other than that, this was a pretty straightforward project, and the wind generation facility has already been approved by a special meeting. I believe that was last week. So this is the second part of that project to complete it, to get the electricity produced by that facility onto the grid and to market so customers can use it. I think the application has been duly considered and all of the key components have been met to comply with the state regulations, and I'm proposed to support this order today.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Christman.
Okay.
My favorite commissioner today.
He really gave me a nice plug.
You respond to flattery, huh? That's what it takes.
I do. Okay, that's well,
three motions today, and as I often do for internet viewers who might not be as familiar with you all, the first two, if they seem like we're talking about the same thing, it's because we're talking about the same thing. The first motion is a revision to a mine permit. Hopefully it passes, and once we have it revised, the second motion will be a renewal to the same permit. So number one, I move the commission approve revision number 39, the surface coal mining permit NAFK-8705 held by the Falkirk Mining Company to update the legal and ownership information, fish and wildlife information, and the operations and reclamation plans for the next permit term.
Second.
On January 28th, Falkirk filed the application for this revision number 39, which updates, as I said, the legal and financial, business and compliance information, identification of interest and rights of entry, fish and wildlife resources, operations and reclamation plans for the next permit term. This revision has no plans for coal removal in the permit during this next five-year permit term. Falkirk applied for the revision and the corresponding renewal to the permit. Since mining is scheduled to resume, though, in 2031, and this permit area is used to support mining in other permit areas, Falkirk's shop and office complex, coal handling facilities, and portions of the main haul roads are all located within this permit. Revision 39 was deemed significant and was subject to the public notice requirements. Falkirk submitted the affidavits of publication of the required newspaper notices. We notified the appropriate agencies and the affected landowners, and we received no objections. The existing performance bond amount of $88,700,000 is sufficient to cover the estimated worst-case reclamation costs in the consolidated bond area that includes this permit and others at the Falkirk Mine. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this revision and recommends that it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, RC2, I move the commission approve renewal number 6 to surface coal mining permit NAFK-8705 held by Falkirk Mining Company for the Falkirk Mine to extend the permit term for the next 5 years until July 6, 2024.
Second.
So on January 28th, Falkirk filed the application for this renewal number 6. To continue the mining and reclamation operation in all or portions of 23 sections in McLean County, and it totals 10,485.6 acres. As I said, the coal recovery from this permit was suspended in 2010, but is planned to resume in 2031. I always find it fascinating that they have plans, you know, with that precision, that it's not just someday in the future, but they know... With 12 years in advance. As I said, it contains many of Falkirk's long-term facilities, including the shop and office complex and other things that I mentioned in the previous discussion. Again, in this case, Falkirk submitted the affidavits of publication of the required newspapers. We again notified the appropriate agencies and permit area landowners and received no objections. The evidence of adequate performance bond and liability insurance are currently on file. A combination of self-bond surety and collateral bond instruments totaling, and again, I just want to emphasize this, $88,700,000 covers this and other permits at Falkirk Mine. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this five-year permit renewal and recommends that it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And RC3, I move the commission approve renewal number 7 to surface coal mining permit number NACT-8401 held by the Coteau Properties Company for the Freedom Mine to extend the permit term on the existing permit area for another 5 years until July 3rd, 2024.
Second.
So now, again, still North American Coal, but this is over at the Coteau Mine. On February 8th, Coteau filed the application for this renewal number 7 to continue this mining operations within the permit area until July 3rd of 2024. The permit contains 159.488 acres within two sections in Mercer County. So this is a small permit area in a large mine. Coteau applied for this renewal because haul roads, stockpiles, and ponds in this permit area are still being used to support current mining activities occurring in other permit areas. Coal removal is complete within this permit. Only a small amount of coal was ever removed from the northwest corner of the permit area many years ago. Coteau filed the application for revision number 23 to this permit to update the legal information, identification of interests and rights of entry, business entity and compliance information, environmental resource information, and operation plans for the next approval. That was an insignificant revision application, and that was approved earlier this morning by staff. Because it was insignificant, it didn't need to come before us. Coteau Properties Company has submitted the affidavits of publication for the newspaper notice. We notified the appropriate agency and advisory committee members, received no objections. Evidence of adequate performance bond and liability insurance are currently on file. This and the other permits at the Freedom Mine are covered by collateral and self-bonds totaling $146 million. And the Reclamation Division has completed its review of this five-year permit renewal and recommends that it be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Just a quick shout-out, and Commissioner Chrisman already pointed this out, but in the first two motions, $89 million in bonding. This is $146 million in bonding, but it even goes beyond that. Our mining community just does a fantastic job with reclamation, and the work that they do is very beneficial. Just an incredible and positive impact on the state of North Dakota.
Thank you for pointing that out, because we don't do it enough, and I will add this one point to it. But like so many things kind of agriculture related, it's never perfect and they're never satisfied. They're always seeking ways to do it better, and actually helped initiate a new NDSU study that's going on right now to try and find ways to continue to improve. So,
is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Completes my portfolio.
All right, thank you. Okay, for announcements, we have actually today at 1:30 the annual rail safety and stakeholder meeting that will be here at the commission meeting room, and on Monday, June 10th at 1 p.m. a formal hearing for the Belle Fourche Pipeline Company case number PU-18-405. That's the 6-inch Skunk Hill DPR pipeline conversion project. That's a siting application. That will take place at the Town Place Suites by Marriott at 240 29th Street West in Dickinson, North Dakota. On Tuesday, June 11th, and the following day at 9 a.m., a formal hearing for PU-18-404. That's Belle Fourche Pipeline Company as well. That will be at Teddy's Residential Suites, 113 9th Avenue Southeast in Watford City, North Dakota. On Wednesday, June 12th, is our next regular commission meeting. That will happen 10 a.m. at the hearing room here at the Public Service Commission in this Capitol building. And then also at 1:30 that day, on Wednesday, June 12th, we have an informal hearing related to the decommissioning plan cost and financial assurance for case number PU-09-244. That's Otter Tail Power Company, and that would be related to their 40.5 megawatt Langdon Wind in Cavalier County, wind facility in Cavalier County. And then also case number PU-09-245, which is Otter Tail Power Company. Again, that's the 48-megawatt Ashtabula Wind, Barnes County. That's the decommissioning plan and cost as well. And then one more that I want to mention is on Monday, June 17th at 9 a.m., there is another formal hearing, and that's on case number PU-28 and PU-19-29, Russo Wind Partners, LLC. That's a formal hearing related to the Russo Wind Project that will be in Ward and McLean Counties, or proposed for Ward and McLean Counties, and citing application for that, as well as a 230 KV transmission line, also in that would actually be in McHenry and Ward counties, and that's a siting application as well, and that will be at the Sleep Inn and Suites, 2400 10th Street Southwest in Minot, North Dakota. So with that,
Mr. Chairman, yes. Could I request we come back at 10:55?
At 10:55?
Yes.
All right. We will adjourn and reconvene at 10:55 for the administrative portion of the meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.